This is BBC Radio 2 online, on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 8 o'clock on Sunday the 4th of May. Good morning, this is James Kelly. Labour Party candidates are calling for the re-nationalising of the railways. Gerry Adams is being questioned for 17 hours a day about the murder of Jean McConville. And Barack Obama has spent the night laughing at himself. More than 30 Labour candidates in next year's general election are calling for Britain's railways to be gradually re-nationalised. In a letter to The Observer, they claim the move could lower fares and allow profits to be reinvested in the network. They've highlighted the East Coast Main Line, which has been state-run for the past 5 years, as an example to follow. Here's our political correspondent, Alex Forsyth.
The prospective MPs have suggested a bold move for what they call the necessary reform of the rail industry. They say season tickets are often the largest monthly expense for some commuters. So to keep fares down, train services should be run by not-for-profit firms or return to public ownership when existing franchises end. The parliamentary candidates say the success of the East Coast Main Line over the last few years has shown there's a better way to run the country's railways. But in the past, government ministers have said franchising works for taxpayers and passengers, and the private sector can offer investment in train services.
A Conservative council candidate has resigned from the party after posting anti-Islamic and homophobic comments on Twitter. David Bishop, a candidate in Essex, retweeted one message that claimed Islam was the religion of rape. A source close to Gerry Adams has told the BBC that the Sinn Féin leader is being questioned for up to 17 hours a day over the murder of Jean McConville in 1972. Mr Adams has spent a fourth night in custody. Unless police ask for more time to question him, he must be charged or released by this evening. The Democratic Unionist MP for North Antrim, Ian Paisley Jr, said normal procedures must be followed.
Allow this to flow, allow the police to do their investigation, and for results, and Mr Adams getting out and being free again, so be it. If it results in having to face charges and a trial, that's called due process and it's called a normal society.
The government in Afghanistan has declared a day of mourning for the village in Badakhshan, which has been engulfed by mud. The governor of the province said there was no hope for more than 2,000 people who were buried when the mountain gave way above their homes. Headteachers in England, Wales and Northern Ireland are calling for the six-week summer holiday to be shortened, with other holidays made longer. The idea is being considered by the National Association of Headteachers, which is holding its annual conference this weekend. Andy Moore reports.
The Education Secretary, Michael Gove, has called the long summer holiday a legacy of the 19th century agricultural economy and wants it shortened. Many head teachers, it seems, agree with him, but they would like to see the holiday redistributed to other times of the year. Russell Hobby, General Secretary of the National Association of Head Teachers, said the current structure was not healthy for people who work in schools. At the end of the term, he added, everybody was ready to drop. Mr. Hobby said he would like to see holidays set on a regional basis, not by individual schools.
A quick-thinking paramedic has used a train to help take an injured walker to safety. The walker was in hard-to-reach woodland when she broke her ankle. Nick Qureshi takes up the story.
The West Midlands Ambulance Service was called out yesterday afternoon to reports of a woman who'd fallen while walking with friends near a railway track. It took a paramedic 20 minutes to walk across rough terrain and reach the woman, who was found to have broken her ankle. Because of the location, the paramedic spoke to railway staff and got the next passing train to make a special stop in the woods. An ambulance crew was on board, put the woman on a stretcher and travelled the short distance with her to Earlswood Station near Solihull. Once there, she was transferred to a waiting ambulance and driven to her next stop, the Alexandra Hospital in Redditch.
Barack Obama has made the annual President's Address at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The address is seen as a chance for the President to tell jokes, poke fun at reporters and make self-depreciating comments. Mr. Obama began by referring to the problematic launch of a government healthcare website.
Of course, we rolled out healthcare.gov. That could have gone better. In 2008, my slogan was, yes, we can. In 2013, my slogan was, control, alt, delete.
I think think we all know that feeling. And the weather. There'll be rain in Scotland and Northern Ireland this morning, staying dry elsewhere. Southern England should have some sunshine, with temperatures reaching 17 Celsius. BBC News, it's 8:05.
Morning. Can I just make an announcement? The Von Trapps are in the building. Yes, they're here.